Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the PSP Projects Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kanav Patel. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good evening, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to the PSP Projects Limited earnings conference call to discuss the Q3 FY25 and 9M FY25 financial results. Please note a copy of the disclosure and the investor presentation is available on the investor section of our website as well as on the stock exchanges. Anything said on this call which reflects the outlook for the future or which could be construed as a forward-looking statement must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Now, I shall hand over the call to our Chairman, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kanav. Good evening, everyone, and warm welcome to the earnings conference call of PSP Projects Limited to discuss unaudited financial results for the third quarter and 9 months ended on 31st December 2024. We concluded the board meeting in the morning. First, let me share the financial numbers for the quarter and 9 months. During quarter 3 FY25, the revenue declined year-on-year by 11% and increased quarter-to-quarter by 8% as on 9 months FY25. The company registered a revenue of 1,813 crore. The revenue achieved is similar to 9 months FY24 levels. FY25 has been a lukewarm year for the company in terms of performance. As mentioned during the last quarter, the subdued performance during this year is largely because certain projects such as Sunteck Building at GIFT City, Human and Biological Sciences Gallery, CBRC, etc., all were awarded during quarter 4 FY24, are progressing not as per our planning and expectation. However, during quarter 3 FY25, the work has begun at this project and the revenue has been booked. Profitability has declined during the quarter due to additional expenses booked on UP projects. During quarter 3, 9 months FY25, the company was awarded 3 projects and 3 projects and 10 projects respectively during the quarter. Key projects awarded are the largest residential project at GIFT City for about 600 flats at one location, school and hostel projects in Lakshadweep, Vishramgriha at SEAL Campus. During 9 months FY25, the order inflow was the extent of rupees 1,983 crore. As you are all aware, during this quarter, the company entered into an agreement with Adani Infra wherein Adani Infra to acquire up to 30.01% stake from the founder promoter. With this partnership, we foresee a larger visibility in terms of construction orders from Adani portfolio of the company. The current business of the company to continue under the current management regime. The arrangement has taken place with the objectives of long-term growth opportunity for the company. As on 9 months FY25, the outstanding order book was to the extent of 6,217 crore, a year-on-year growth of 44%. Out of the outstanding order book, the private projects comprises of 45% while government projects comprises of 55%. As on 31st December 2024, there are 58 ongoing projects, 87 projects are based in Gujarat, 6% in Karnataka, 4% in UP, and 2% in Lakshadweep. Till date, the company has completed 233 projects in total since the inception with 82% private projects and balance with government projects. With regards to litigation, the company has filed a Section 9 petition before the Honorable Commercial Court, Lucknow, in which the company has requested the Honorable Court to maintain the status quo of the contract terms and grant interim relief against the termination of the contract. The matter is currently sub judice. While the hearing and judgment in the opposite matters are pending, the respondents have engaged the mobilization bank guarantee amounting to 24.6 crore and performance guarantee amounting to 8.02 crore. The engagement occurred after the quarter ended on December 31st, 2024, but before the publication of these financial results. Some of the projects include Surat Municipal Corporation project. We have completed almost all four basements and ground plus four podium. We have already started the digital floor at the, we are at the level of second floor. The whole access event will be completed by September of this year. At Gati Shakti University, as the project started in March, April, and we had a very heavy monsoon in Baroda, and at the same time, there is a water level very high in Baroda. The projects have almost come out of the basement foundation, and all the projects, all the buildings are going at the basement level. Overall, we see it is 45 days delay from the scheduled timeline of the project. Another project is also on track, and the projects of Himalaya, which is for Coca-Cola, that is also on track. With this, I request Ms. Ketelman to continue with the financials.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. The financial performance during the quarter ended December 31st, 2024 is as Quarter 3 FY25 versus Quarter 3 FY24. Revenue from operations for the quarter is at ₹623 crore versus ₹697 crore. It decreased by 10.5% on YoY. EBITDA for the quarter is at 35 crore versus 71 crore. Decreased by 50.5% on YoY basis. EBITDA margin is at 5.67%. Versus 10.25%. Net profit for the quarter is at 6 crore versus 33 crore, reduced by 81% on YoY basis. PAT margin is at 1% versus 4.6%. During the quarter under review, company had to incur additional expenses in UT projects to the extent of 18 crore towards the completion of remaining execution. Other expense includes assets written off to the extent of 1.8 crore and loss booked from JV to the extent of 1.5 crore. Employee cost has also increased by 3 crore compared to previous quarter of current financial year as a result of annual appraisals. During quarter 3 FY25, company has incurred capex of 16 crore. Gross block as on December 31st, 24 is 591 crore. And net profit is 150. We'd like to mention few of the important balance sheet numbers as of December 31st, 2024. Long-term borrowing stood at 56 crores, which includes short-term maturity of 36 crores. Short-term borrowing is 237 crores, excluding short-term maturity of 36 crores. Net unbilled revenue is 556 crores. Retention is 163 crore. Mobilization advance stands at 267 crore. Inventory amounts to 312 crore, which comprises of 125 crore of construction material, 166 crore of work in progress, and 21 crore of finished goods. Our total sanctioned credit facility of rupees 1497 crores. Company utilized 1027 crores, including fund-based utilization of 182 crores, and 470 crores is available for utilization. As on December 31, 24, the company has total fixed deposit of 214 crores, out of which BN3 FDs are 27 crores, FD worth rupees 179 crores are under BN with banks for credit facility. And FDs worth rupees 8 crore are given as a security deposit to clients. Work on hand as on December 31st, 24 is 6417. And the detailed bifurcation is available on the uploaded presentation. That concludes my update on financials, and we are now open for the question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Jainam Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, my first question is, what is the order pipeline for the balance Q4 FY25 and FY26?
See, FY25, what we have given the guideline was about 3,500 to 4,000. I think we have already crossed to 1,800, and possibly the orders which we are discussing in the Adani Group will be in the tune of more than 2,000 crore within this range of 3 March. So that guideline will be maintaining for 4 months. And for FY26, we are in long discussion with Adani Group on the large projects which they are envisaging for the next 1 year. So that will be again in the range of more than 5,000.
Okay, sir. And sir, are we changing any guidance here of order inflow given the fact that in FY25 we have received order worth only 2,000 crores?
Pardon me?
Hello. Are we looking to change the order inflow guidance for this year? Like we had initially guided for 3,500 crores of order and right now we have received only 2,000 crores of order. So are we confident that we will be achieving
that's what the guidance? That's what I said, that the orders which we are discussing with the group will be declared before March. And that will be in the tune of 2,000 crore plus. So the guideline, the orders which we already received, 2,000 plus the new 2,000 crore orders to come from Adani, that will end up into the total of our guideline of 4,000 for this year.
Okay, sir. Sir, what are the major tenders which we are expecting to be floated in the near term, let's say in quarter 4 or FY26, in the first half of FY26?
You meant to say out of group or out of Adani group, or you are saying in general?
In general. Or in which we will be participating?
Presently, we have a big pipeline of about 1,800 crore, which is almost all the projects are in Ahmedabad. There is a riverfront project of 400 crore in Ahmedabad. There is a resolution project of a private developer of 350 crore. There is a commercial project of 200 crore institutional campus development and another 143 crore. Is a commercial project of GIFT City 25 crore. And government project of state development and Kathinagar, which is 120 crore. So in totality, presently hybrid pipeline out of Adani could be taken.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir, that answers the question. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Rushabh from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So just firstly, one clarification on the Adani deal. Just want to understand, so did Adani approach us first or we approached them initially? How did the conversations play out? If we just, you know, share some light here.
See, we haven't approached Adani since we were already working with them since last 3 years. So looking to their capex and looking to the projects which they have worked out for next 5 to 7 years, they approach us for this partnership.
Okay. And secondly, you mentioned that you are in talks with Adani Group for around 2,000 crore orders which will get materialized before March. So we'll be maintaining a double-digit margin in these orders?
You are talking about the overall margins that they will tell you.
No, I'm asking about the Adani orders, right? Specifically. You mentioned about Adani orders 2,000
crore. That will be in the same guideline what we have been telling at 10%.
So the margins will be double digit in these orders also, Adani orders. That's what I'm just confirming from your side.
The 10 is, I think, double digit.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Navid Virani from Bastion Research. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible? Hello.
Can you speak a little louder, please?
Better now?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sir, I had a broader question first. So, if I look at the past, you know, more than a year, the business has been, you know, slightly muted due to multiple reasons. It can be because of, you know, project overruns or, you know, cases, etc. And I'm sure you must have seen this kind of slowdown, you know, in the past as well, because you have a huge experience in the industry. So, sir, I just wanted to understand slightly from a longer-term point of view that, A, from a revenue growth point of view, and B, from a margin point of view, where do we go from here, sir? So can you just give us a sense?
See, there are two ways to understand it. After this partnership with Adani Group, they are buying the second 30%, and most of the orders coming from their side. So I think revenue growth should not be a question as far as PSP is concerned, as Adani is already having, and we are already in talks of projects of more than 15,000 crore plus. So whenever that project sleeps during next 1 year, that will be a part of the revenue growth in next 2 to 3 years. And as far as the second question, which is related to the risk parameters, as we have faced two or three risks in our past. One was at Surat, which was a private organization, and second was at UP, that was a project overrun, and third was at Kashi also, where some of the money is still yet to come. So those types of things, as we are more focused towards the group, which are already a partner in the company, that risk is also now eliminated as far as PSP is concerned.
Understood. And sir, on the UP project, all the impact is now done and dusted, or do we still foresee some impact?
The last quarter also, we were expecting this is almost done and dusted, but the problem is with this, because when you are entering into the final completion of the project, small between the lines reading, and there were three, all the projects were having some renovations in the existing hospital. And those renovations were not calculated perfectly at the government level also, at our level also. So that has put 15 crore plus in this quarter. But probably from now onwards, I don't see any, but let's say it is not considered that that will be zero. So it can be in the range of 2 to 3 crore, maybe maximum 5.
Perfect, perfect. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial Limited. Please go ahead.
Sir, what would be our revenue guidance for FY25 and FY26?
The projects which we are envisaging for the group and the projects which we have already on hand, if we consider next year's revenue to the tune of about 3,000 crore from the group existing order book and the new order book from Adani, probably we should be in the range of 2,500 crore plus.
No, I mean revenue. So revenue for 25 should be around 2,600?
Oh, this year you are saying?
Yeah.
This year you are saying?
Yeah, yeah, for FY25.
Yeah, yeah. It will be in the range of, it will be a little less because of our ambitions, target of 27, 20, and 27. So it will be in the range of 2,600.
And next year for 26, you are saying what is the 26 revenue guidance for FY26?
It should be more than 4,000 crore.
So we are envisaging a growth of 50-odd% in FY26.
That is just because of the large order book to come from Adani, and most of the projects starting somewhere in the month of April and May till June. So that is the reason I'm saying, even if we target for 1,500 crores of revenue to come from Adani Group next year, I think that we can have that 3,000 plus 1,500 crore, 2,500 plus 1,500, so nearing to 4,000 plus.
So those are very short gestation orders that we are expecting from Adani. So if we get around 2,000 crore orders, so 1,500 revenue would come in another year in FY26.
No, we are expecting orders which are under discussion will be in the range of more than 10,000 crores. These orders can continue till December 2025. But the revenue which we are expecting out of these orders, which will be concluded till December 2025, we are expecting about 1,500 crore revenue to come from for next year.
Okay. In fact, for this quarter also, if we remove the impact of UP, so margins are around 8.6% as I remove that 18 crore impact. So what would be a sustainable margin for Q4 and 26 and 27?
Yes, that we have already now been telling that as we go on increasing our revenue size and the project sizes are going up, that what EBITDA margin level what we have now envisaged will be in the range of 9%-10%. And probably next quarter also we should expect it should be in the biggest pay range, provided we don't have much more impact from it.
And for 2026-27 also it will be in the 9%-10% range. Okay. And sir, lastly, any update on PSC Mahila UP project? So there they have encased the performance guarantee and bank guarantee.
That's what I will that I already discussed in my speech. They have already we have already filed a case at section 90 in sessions court, and we have asked for status quo and do not terminate the contract. They have already encased the bank guarantee, but if they try to maintain the status quo, the bank guarantee will be released back to us and they can initiate to start the project again.
Okay. So lastly, our tax rate for the quarter was 40%. So any particular reason why is it is so high?
Yeah. So basically, as I have already mentioned in my speech, that we have a return of certain assets which are not income tax deductible. So that amounts to around 2 crore. And we have also accounted for GDCL loss of 1.5 crore. So more or less around 4 crore expenses are such where we are not getting any income tax benefit. And at the same time, on additions of new assets, the depreciation rate is lower. That depreciation rate difference is there between income tax and company.
But going forward, the rate should be 25% on an annual basis?
Yeah, it should be 25-26%.
Okay.
On annual basis, it should be that. But if that return of write-off of assets, we cannot deductible. And at the same time, yeah, PSR is also such expense which will not be eligible for income tax deduction. So that also is giving a write-off.
So apart from 18 crores write-off that cost overrun we mentioned for UP, is there any other one-off in the numbers?
Sorry?
Apart from 18 crores cost overrun we mentioned for the UP project, is there any other cost overrun?
Yeah.
Any other one-off in the numbers?
No. Only this additional expense we had to incur for which we did not book any revenue for in this quarter. So that impacted directly on the performance.
Okay. Thank you. I will come back and book.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to participants that you may press star and one to join the question queue. Next question is from Sarvesh Gupta from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. So, sir, just for clarification, from the original contracts that you had with various UP bodies, how much of the work is pending to be done as per the original contract? I am asking this because in case the courts decide to, enforce that the remaining part of the work has to be finished, I would want to know how much of the work is still pending.
I think that project was 260 crore.
No, so actually 35% we completed and the remaining was pending.
So how much is that, sir, in value terms?
$340 with GST, so it is 260. 260 minus almost 60 crores of work has been done. So it's in the range of 190.
Okay, around 200 crore is pending. Okay. Secondly, is that apart from the bank guarantee, so how much of our receivables are stuck as of now? So how much money is stuck in UP with various government authorities, as of now, which we have not realized, but we have booked already?
So there are two bifurcations in UP project. So 7 UP project which we have only completed and only one indoor of hospital that is coming, that's a different one, and Badal is a different. So if we talk about Badal first, we do not have any receivable outstanding. Rather, we have mobilization advance from this party, and that amounts to around 20 crore, which includes mobilization advance as well as SME. So that means that they have encashed me through bank guarantee. Right? There are no other receivables from their side because they have already paid the bills which we have executed. And if we talk about the 7 UP projects, 40 crore is the GST receivable and around 65 crore is in the unused. Since that 40 crore they haven't paid us, we haven't billed further because it will unnecessarily be a burden of GST.
Okay, understood. And so going forward till this matter is decided by the court, we will not be doing any further work in the UP. So for some time it will not occur in your PNL, but as and when some settlement is decided, you will have to do the remaining 200 odd crore of work, right?
Yeah, either of. If it is terminated totally and it just goes against us, then you will not be operating on any of the things. They have already encased the bank guarantee. So we have to just look at the fact they can go for re-tendering, and if the court decides that the contractor should continue on the project, then we have to continue on the project accordingly.
Okay. And just a clarification, so what I understood, because your voice was not very clear, but you are saying that from Q4 onwards, you should be hitting 10% EBITDA margin, which was our usual sort of run rate. And in FY26, when you are expecting to get around 1500 crore of Adani work, so that will also, since that will come at similar 10% margin, so overall in FY26 also, our guidance is 10% EBITDA margin with 4000 crore revenue. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. And finally, on the open offer, sir, so where are we right now, and you know, how much more time will it take for the open offer to conclude?
There were a few questions from inquiries from SEBI, which we are trying to resolve. So probably that has been delayed by more than 20-25 days on, based on the our actual schedule of open offer. But probably before March, it should get completed.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. So what is our gross debt number? I missed the number. Short term plus long term?
Yeah, I'll just tell you. Short term debt is 237 crore. And long term borrowing is 56.
So it is largely flattish on a QOQ level, around 280-290 odd crores.
Yeah, right.
And any update on SDP? So when are we expecting to receive the balance amount?
The second tranche of the money which was agreed to be released in February. So we already wrote them the letter for the second installment. So, no confirmation that we have received from them because we have wrote the letter 2 days back only. So I will start following from next week.
What is the amount we expect in February?
We have paid 35. We have paid 35 years, including GST. That's 26 year gross value plus GST. So now remaining amount is 90 years.
So
that means that we have installment of 26 crore. The sound is not clear. So out of 90 crore.
This again, the second installment will be also of be in the range of 26 crore plus GST.
Okay, and after that, the remainder amount would be 90 crores.
So then, after this second tranche will be received in this month, then it will be only 52.
And that would come by October.
No. That again, I think there is a different. There is one in February, then in April, and then in October. May and October. Last one is in October.
Okay, May and
October. It's a four installment of 26. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And sir, lastly on FY27, so after getting a good base reset of around 4-4.5% for revenue in 26, we expect a strong growth from over there as well, or then there will be some consolidation in terms of revenue?
You meant to say from next year or next to next year?
Next to next year.
Then what is going to happen if we consider the Adani Group order book to grow from there, and if the company's capabilities also can double, I think we'll be able to maintain our place.
Okay. Sir, lastly, you
Because their CapEx is going to go run for next 5 to 6 years.
Okay. Sir, for year we are for FY25, we are targeting 3.5-4,000 crores of inflows. So what is the number for FY26?
That's why I already said most of the projects which we are discussing in the range of 10,000 plus, and the orders which we have, which we started with is 2,500 crore before March from Adani. Next year also, we should be in the range of more than 5,000 crore order to receive for next year.
So for the entire year, FY26, total order inflow should be around 5,000 crores.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Shreyans Mehta from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Sir, your voice is not at all audible. So just for clarification, this year we are saying the order inflow would be closer to 3,500-4,000, right? FY25?
This year, yes, you are right. 3,500-4,000.
And revenue would be closer to 2,800 crores?
It will be reduced to 2,600.
2,600, sure. And in terms of next year, we are guiding for closer to 50% growth, which is 4,000 crores of revenue.
Yeah.
And 3,500-4,000 odd crores for inflows.
Minimum 5,000, I said last year. 5,000 crores in order inflow.
Sure. And lastly, on CapEx number, if you know, like, how much have we have done till date, and what would be the guidance for fourth quarter next year?
Yeah, this quarter we expended around 50 crore, and in totality, our gross block is 591 crore.
Okay, and how much for next
year? And net block is 3. Next year, around 3-4% of our expected turnover will be spending on the CapEx.
Got it. And lastly, the EBITDA margin guidance for next year is 10% or 9-10%?
9-10%.
Got it. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star and one. Next question is from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, sir. Actually, I joined late, so pardon me if I am repeating anything. Sir, if you can help, so I just what you spoke that the 4,000 crore revenue that we are looking at in FY26, which is a kind of a close to a 60% kind of a growth. So this growth will be coming from where? If you can help us, it would be great.
See, now going further, the presently outstanding order book out of Adani orders to come, it is 6,500 as of now. So if we consider 2,500 crore minimum revenue to come from our own order book, and next year's their order book will be in the DPS order book will be an addition of more than 2,000 crore. And further, for next year, it will be in the range of 5,000 crore. So if we consider 7,000 crore orders to come in FY27, then there will be a revenue of minimum we expect of about 1,500 from their group. So adding on 2,500 plus 1,500, we will be in the range of 4,000. Next year.
Okay. And sir, did we share the inventory, debtors and payable numbers as on December?
Yeah, we have payable numbers we have shared. That is in the range of around 450. Inventory we have already shared. I will repeat it. Inventory is 312 CR, which includes 125 CR of construction material and 166 CR of work in progress and 21 CR for finished goods.
Yeah. Trade receivable and payable, ma'am?
Yeah, trade receivable is 565.
Sorry, 500?
65 CR.
565 CR and trade payable is?
Yes. 450.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All the best.
Thank you. Next question is from Vishal Periwal from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. I think one thing probably you'd like to say that the audio, I mean, like, you know, usually the call that we do, we put a lot of efforts and, we try to explain a lot of things. But somehow, ideally, chorus call should guide you, like, you know, the audio is not at all clear. This is maybe, like, you know, have been consistent in previous calls also. So that's why, like, you know, there is a lot of repetition in asking the same thing again in some participation. So I think just thought to share that. And one thing from my side, sir, when we say that we'll be doing almost like 2,600 crore revenue, so which implies like, you know, quarter four, almost like, you know, 780, 800 crores kind of revenue that we can deliver, so which is almost like 20% kind of growth. So I mean, almost like one and a half month has passed. So do you think that we are on track for that or any surprises on that front?
No, as of now, we don't see any surprises. All the projects are now in full-fledged. Previous quarter, we were having less revenue from the project which started late in Government Center University, GBRC and Museum at Science City. Now all the projects are on track and the monsoons have also gone. So this quarter should be better than the last quarter.
Okay. And in terms of bid pipeline, apart from X of Adani, so what is the bid pipeline that we have as of now?
I already said it is 1,800 crore, which is most of the projects are from Ahmedabad and Gandhi.
They are from where, sir?
Ahmedabad and Gandhinagar. In Gujarat only.
In Gujarat, okay. Got it. And I think that's probably from my side. Yeah, sure, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Sanjay Kohli from Goldstone Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and thank you for the opportunity. Lada, I wanted to know that, you know, what are the new capabilities that we are adding in the company? Which areas we haven't touched before, that, you know, we are adding highly skilled personnel in-house so that, we are well positioned for the future.
See, there are several changes. If I say after addition of this order book from Adani and discussion with Adani Group, now our precast plant will be doing the maximum, but as far as Ahmedabad is concerned, so we are already discussing on three projects being converted into precast. When we talk about Ahmedabad and Mumbai airport, and also we are exploring so many other types of shuttering methodology, which can reduce our labor by minimum 50%. And we should be in position to execute all the projects with minimum numbers of labor. So we are also in discussion with Terry. They have a special type of shuttering Terry. Most of the things are done through cranes and mechanical joints. At the same time, on reinforcement part also, we are trying to put things on board. Like we are having exploring. We already have one cutting bending machine at the factory level. We may also explore one more cutting bending machine in the middle of the city. At least that can cater to all the projects of Adani and nearby Ahmedabad for our own projects which are new. More and more we are moving towards mechanization, and more and more we are moving towards people's training rather than creating, having directly labors from UP and BR only known for reinforcement and shuttering, to try to make them a skilled labor rather than considering that a specialized person can only do shuttering. We'll convert those things into the mechanical mode so that things can be done and that can be carried out with local labor with some type of training also.
And engineers, architects, all basically Indian or
we have already initiated that part of recruitment of new staff in the company, wherein most of the people are coming from different regions. As we are exploring Mumbai, there are few appointments we are doing in Gujarat also. They are coming out of Gujarat. So it is more about now training our internal staff with our own culture and one about with our own SOP, with our own method to execute the project on a fast track with the maximum utilization of technology so that the overall benchmark to grow can be maintained.
Prabhupada, again, you know, this budget, there's quite a lot of allocation again to CapEx in infra, and I think there's going to be a lot going on in UP, and we've already made inroads over there. So can we expect much further growth visibility in the immediate future, given that Jewar is coming up and a lot of work has to be done also in that area? So any visibility that you can give us for the next two or three till FY26 and FY27?
See, as I told you, presently that we are already in talk with the partnership with Adani after selling up the 30% stake. Most of the orders which are going to come from the Adani group, the interest is having 50,000 crore plus of capex to be done in next 5 to 6 years. So we may not be exploring too much on the project out of Gujarat if there is a sizable project or some market project or some there is a niche competition, then only we will be looking for projects out of Gujarat. Otherwise we will be focusing more on our own order book, which is about 6,500 crore. At the same time we are expecting more than 5,000 crore order book to come from Adani next year. So going ahead with this 11,000 crore order book, we have sufficient revenue.
Sorry to interrupt, you know, the audio is really bad. Do allow us to interact with you later on after the conference call, also at a later, in a couple of days time after this, the audio is very, so we are only being able to get about 40 to 50% really, otherwise it's very, very garbled. We'll be connecting with you again later on, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Everybody is saying so.
Next question is from Ayush Sabu from Choice Equity Broking. Please go ahead.
So the moderator, are you hearing us properly?
I can hear you fine, sir.
Then why people are
actually really unclear?
Even
they are not able to
hear it
at our end. I mean, I can just hear.
Then there can be an issue at their level, or it is just the issue at our level. Hello?
Hello. Sir, your audio is not clear at all. I'm not able to comprehend, sir. It's coming in a very faded manner.
We are able to hear you. Whatever you can ask, let us continue, because you are the last two people to talk. So we'll continue. You can continue.
Okay, sir. What would be the guidance regarding the working capital cycle going forward for the next 2 years, considering the increase in the order books
from your eyes? Can you request moderator to conclude the call, and with whatever people left, they can connect us directly to mobile.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding your lines. The line for the management is reconnected. Over to you, sir. We'll move to the next question. Next question. Yes, sir. I'll just move to the next question from Shubham Shelar from IDBI Capital. Go ahead, Mr. Shelar.
Hello. Just one question. So what is the cash balance currently?
Currently, I have already mentioned the equities are 214 crore and the free cash is around 27 crore.
Okay, and what is the value of net debt?
Debt is 237 crore short-term debt. Long-term debt is 56 crore.
Okay, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Thank you. That's it from myself.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to the next question.
Let us put that question as last question.
Sure. We'll take the last question from Vinayak Hiremath, who's an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Good evening. As you know, Adani is constructing a precast plant in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there any talks with Adani to take the operational part of it?
No, it is, see, Adani, as there is, this, after this consideration of partnership with Adani, as far as Gujarat is concerned, our precast plant, we will run and we will operate. When we talk about other precast plant, there is an agency who is going to make, operate the plant. But as far as the installation part is concerned, there will be agencies like us who will be installing the precast elements once started the site.
Okay. We won't be operating that plant then?
As and when required, because presently it is not in our discussion to operate that plant. They have the agency and experts, because the, all the precast plant cannot be owned by a contractor. So they are making an agency, one more company, wherein they are putting up this capex for installing production of the precast. Later on, that precast element which is produced will be given to the contractor to install the RCC and later on finish the whole project.
Okay. Sir, one more question. As on today, what is the order book related to Adani Group? Number.
See, presently, as I told you, we are in the discussion of more than 5,000 crores of projects in hand. Out of this, we are expecting to consider 2,000 crore plus this year.
Okay. In the present order book, sir, what is the percentage or number in the present order book of 2,000 crore?
I think in present order book, almost the projects of all the projects are getting concluded. It will not be more than out of the 6,300 or one or more. 300 crores of maybe 6,500. It won't be 300 also. It will be 200 crores.
200 plus. Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. You. That was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. P.S. Patel for any closing comments.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all for joining us on the earnings conference call today. Thank you for your support and trust in us. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. In case of further queries, you may reach out to our investor relations advisor, Einstein and Young, and they will connect with us offline. Thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of PSP Projects Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.